So then after looking at the film, how did you feel like you personally did the defense as a whole?
I felt like I did all right for the first game. I know it's one play that I wish I could get back, but, I mean, it's what under the bridge now. The defense as a whole, I felt like we went out, we started fast. We just got to be more consistent. More consistent and eliminate the big plays.
What's the biggest difference in the linebacking core from last year to this year?
I really wouldn't say it's a big difference. I mean, the guys last year could play, the guys this year could play. It's just that we're a little older this year. Now that we move Howard in and got Steph outside of Sam, and we got a veteran Mike in the middle that knows the defense, been playing in this defense all his career. So, I mean, we got somebody that really can dictate where we need to be and set us up for plays.
Has it felt like he's had a big impact, James?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. He knows his defense in and out. It's the same defense he had at the Rams.
I mean, you guys have made plays, especially you, in coverage pretty much every day in the game the other night. How much pride do you take in the ability to cover tight ends, receivers, I mean, anybody that's out there?
I have a lot of pride in that because, I mean, being a linebacker, they see you as a mismatch, especially linebacker on a receiver or a linebacker on a tight end or something like that. So when you're able to go out and put up and, I ain't going to say lockdown, but you're able to do your job, I mean, it's a plus. You don't handicap the defense. So, I mean, we could run all our plays. We don't have to say can't run this because this guy might be out on the island. So, I mean, it helps the defense out. You'll be able to run a lot more defenses.
It's not just that your athleticism, though, that allows you to do that. It seems like you're able to diagnose what's happening, you know, faster than most guys.
Yeah, it all comes with reps, and athleticism does play a part, but you got to be in your playbook, and you got to know. You got to play towards the defense, too. You got to play towards your leverage and know where your help at.
Danielle, how the defensive coaches coach y'all? We're in a game, you're getting those penalties, and you don't have officials every day where you might look like, okay, that was a nice play, but then Coach Payton or y'all might talk amongst yourself, are they going to call that holding or whatever. Do the coaches correct y'all on the film?
Yeah, we correct that stuff in the individual meetings.
So
yeah.
It was a good play, but they're probably going to call that stuff like that?
Yeah, it's just like that. I mean, us being pros, we know what they're going to call. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get tick for tat, but at the end of the day, we know the rules, and we got to go out there and apply it, even when we don't have the refs, so we won't get out there and be sloppy and get a lot of penalties like we did in the first game.
What does a play like that PBU against Snead do for you? I mean, you're not going to cover receivers all the time, but, I mean, how much does that maybe help with your confidence in coverage?
I mean, that's something I know I could do. Yeah. I mean, it really no. I'm just glad I didn't give up the play.
Yeah.
Because it was a time at OTAs. It was similar, but it wasn't the same route. He got me on one, and I was just happy I was able to get my face back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what does give you confidence that you can cover receivers as opposed to just tight ends and backs?
I mean, just making plays in general will give me confidence.
Yeah.
You know, just making plays over and over, getting that confidence and the pride in what you do.
Yeah.
Just knowing you could do it all. I say that I'm balanced, but I know coverage is one of my strengths. But, I mean, I want to be a run stopper, and I want to be a great blitzer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do those coverage skills help, you know, not only the defensive line, but also the guys in the secondary?
Everyone can do their own job and don't have to worry about overcompensating for someone else. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing about it. Everybody can just relax and just worry about doing their own job.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.